Smith Show. Monday to Friday, 6 to 9. 6 to 9. On Smile 90.4 FM.
Back to schools today, and for grade ones, right, you go and you meet the teacher. So you go to walk to the classroom, and they go to your desk, and you drop them off with their name, their name tag on the desk. Oh, it's so cool, grade one.
Really a ball of tears at home already. There's so much emotions. I mean, doing it, this is the second time around, it's not easy, eh?
No.
So yeah, so I'm already, you know, crying all those tears. I'll probably cry now when I drop, you know, when I take it into class.
Oh.
But yeah, I think my head is ready, but I don't think my heart is ready to let go. She came to me and she said, "Mommy, you're crying. Is it because I'm growing up?" I'm saying, "Yes, it's because you're growing up now." And when she had this uniform on, it was over.
Oh, man. So one thing about going to school, if you remember back in the day, your stomach used to roar by about 10 a.m. 5 to 10. You count down the minutes. I remember my first watch, Casio. Before there was even G-Shock. So it's like before the calculator watch, even just a plain
digital
Casio.
Beautiful.
And then you'd look down and you'd like, ah. Oh, at 9:55, my stomach would roar. Hey, quiet. You've already snuck in a half a peanut butter salmi.
Yeah. No, the one thing I remember when I went to grade one is how I had a glow because of the amount of Vaseline my mom put on me.
We same WhatsApp group success.
I was shining. I was shining.
I just dropped my 5-year-old to grade R for the first time, and it took me a solid 15 minutes to drive away from the school.
I just dropped off my own daughter for the first time for grade one. It was quite fine dropping her off, walking her to school, but when some of the other parents' stories said how they look back at you, that made me a bit emotional driving to work now.
So I'm in that stage where it's my daughter's last year of high school. Also, I have my niece starting grade R this year as well. So it's like a double whammy for me. Excited for my niece and excited equally for my daughter, but yeah, she's in matric this year and it's our last year, and I'm feeling all sorts of feels.
My kids are grade 6 now.
Wow.
And yeah, unfortunately, I had to like drop them off around the corner from the school, and then I still tried to get out of the car to say bye, and they like and want to walk with them, and they say no. They want to run, and I had to jump out and almost tackle them just to get a quick hug.
Oh. You know what the hardest part for me is of all of this? And if you're not a parent yet, hopefully you'll get to experience this in your life. You know what you're going to do? It's going to break your heart when you see them smile and wave back at you and you've got to leave.
Yeah.
Right? Oh. And you walk. You know that moment when you keep looking back? Mm-hmm. You keep looking back and then you almost get hit by the car. You're looking when you cross the road, but you keep looking back and you see this smiling, beaming little face stare back at you and waving at you, and they don't want to let you go. And then, you know, for the first week or so, they come running up to the fence and they're almost like waiting to you to go, and you don't want to leave. You got to get in that car and you got to go. And you're like, I just really don't want to. I just want to run back and get one more hug. I just want to tell your child it's going to be okay.
Yes. You know? Oh, yeah, no.
Man, good luck, everybody.
Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.